I didn't think anybody wanted to talk.
Champ, is it a bigger deal to play on Sunday night or Monday night now?
It's about the same, I think, you know, because it's both night games. I mean, you're the only team that's playing at that time, so, I mean, you get a lot of exposure.
Champ, what's it like preparing for the Patriots without Brady and with a guy who's so relatively inexperienced?
I mean, it's different. I mean, because Brady is such a big-time quarterback, you know, and you know. But the only thing you got to be aware of is the players around him. You know, he didn't do it all by himself, so they definitely capable of doing some of the same things.
Do you want Randy all over the field?
Do I want him? I wouldn't mind that. I mean, that'd be a good battle. You know, I know a lot of people like to see stuff like that.
How have you done your battles with Randy, and in your mind, how have they gone?
Well, they went well for me personally because he, unfortunately for him, he hasn't had a great quarterback to throw him the ball. So, you know, I'm just glad that when we play him this year, they don't have Brady throwing him the ball. So it won't be too tough, but, you know, he's still a tough receiver to cover.
Is he as tough as anybody still?
Yeah, he's still among the best to me, you know, if not the best, because the way he plays, I mean, he's so capable of making the big play at any moment.
Kevin, I said in this league you're fired up every week. Would you get more fired up when you're going up against a Randy Moss or somebody on that elite level?
Well, a little, not too much. I mean, I take everybody just as serious as the next person. So, you know, it's about the same, but I'm aware that what he's capable of doing. So I just got to be, you know, perfect almost to have a good game against him.
Jerry was talking about you guys playing a lot of zone. Is that sort of effective? Do you think maybe your success would be a little bit higher if you guys command up a little bit more? I mean, I know you got a coach to say.
Well, I've had a lot of picks in zone coverage in the past, you know, but, you know, it plays to our strength. You know, I think, you know, by what we do, I mean, we do some good things in zone coverage. We just got to be more consistent.
Champ, is Brandon Marshall's teammate, would you like to see him be more cautious, or do you want to, you know, he's weighing whether I should reel it back or, you know.
Reel what back?
You know, his aggressiveness because he's fumbled those two times. Last week he said maybe I should reel it in a little.
I like what he does. Things like that happen sometimes, but good thing is it's only happened a few times in the games. It's happened. We lost, unfortunately, but, you know, he's let him be aggressive. I mean, I love the way he plays.
When you hear that they're saying in Boston that Castle's future might depend on how they play against this defense and the Rams the next week, because the indication is that they should do well against these particular two defenses.
Now, who said that?
In the Boston papers.
So that's the media talking?
Right. I'm just asking.
I didn't think the coaches would say anything
like that. No.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's all speculation. I don't know. I mean, the guy's very capable quarterback. He's been a backup for years, so I expect him to come out and play very good.
My question, though, is do you take that as an insult, though?
I mean, people are going to say what they think. I mean, you look at us, we ranked 32 against the pass. Of course they're going to expect him to do good things. So it is what it is.